You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. Police are searching for someone who stole 2,000 peaches from an orchard.
I'm Tony Kornheiser, and in related news, if anyone's in the market for, you know, a couple of thousand peaches, hit me up. I got them.
What would a peach go peaches. For? What is one peach? I mean, I would never put a peach in my mouth. Did I have?
I don't like peaches at all. I hate melons of any kind. Yeah. I cannot stand bananas.
Okay with melons, peaches.
And I loathe pumpkins. You know.
But you eat so pumpkin pie. Doesn't make
what
sense.
Are you asking? I hate it. Are you saying that you want to know how much one peach
costs?
Yeah,
one peach. How much does that go for at the Safeway or the
I'll just take a guess. $1.50, $2. I mean, I don't know. Because I wouldn't buy one, so I don't know. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Lionel Messi scores. The Orioles are rolling. And should the Angels become buyers rather than sellers? But we begin today with 36-year-old journeyman Brian Harman winning the British Open by 6 shots. Harman had the lead the last 3 days of the tournament. He finished 1 under in yesterday's round in an all-day rain. Wilbon, what do you make of Harman's win and his margin of victory?
It was great, Tony. The margin of victory is everything because there was no drama in the final round of the British Open. There was no particular drama all weekend in the British Open. No. He took the lead. He expanded the lead. He kept everybody a full leaderboard off him. Everybody got crazy when Jon Rahm had a great Saturday. That's all it was. It was a great Saturday. And Harman had a great tournament. He made every putt he looked at, it seemed, of 12 feet or less. And whether it was raining or not, he just was in full control. I mean, he seemed to take umbrage at some fan who got under his skin and use that to his benefit. I mean, everything he did was what you want to see a player do if you're rooting for that guy to win. So, I mean, you know, kudos to him. I don't think it means anything particular. I don't think it means, oh, we're going to go into next year. He's going to have momentum. No, it doesn't mean any of that. It means he won a major. Right. He won a major championship, which most guys don't do.
Yeah, I largely agree with everything you said. There was no drama in it. And, in fact, if somebody wanted to use the word boring, I'm not going to yell at them. But it is a tremendous tour de force by Brian Harman. Brian Harman is like 5'6". Brian Harman is not a star. Brian Harman is not telegenic. He's another guy on the tour at this point. He's got Jon Rahm coming at him. He's got Rory McIlroy coming at him. He's got the local favorite Tommy Fleetwood coming at him. And everybody thinks he's gonna blow up.
Yep,
everybody thinks he's going to give it back. And he held them off. He slept on the lead in a major for 2 different nights, a major that I would tell you, Mike's the hardest one to win because of the weather. And he held up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the statistic you were looking for is he made 59 out of 60 putts.
Come on.
10 feet and in.
Come on.
Mike, you and I couldn't make 3 out of 10. And that's what he did. And he had the greatest week of his life in a major. And not at the Quad Cities and not at the John Deere and not at the TPC in Hartford. So good for him. I mean, I as you know, I had a real interest in him because I had watched him win the Boys Junior at Columbia 20 years ago. He joins a list. It's a great list, Mike. People who have won the Junior and then went on to win a British Open. Here's the entire list. Tiger Woods, Johnny Miller, David Duval, and Jordan Spieth.
Pretty good.
I mean, pretty good. It's a wonderful thing. He bogeyed early on Saturday and Sunday and then birdied quickly after that.
Yeah.
Mike, in the rain, nobody was going to shoot 63 or 64. So all he had to do was shoot even. He shot 1 under. Mike, he was the only guy in the field to go under par 4 times.
Well,
I don't think he'll win another one. But good for him.
I was hoping that Fleetwood was going to put some pressure on him. That would have provided the really attractive drama.
Yes.
We didn't get it. We didn't get it. So good for Harman. I don't know what this means going forward.
Yes.
People always want to, you know, then conclude something bigger. Don't conclude anything.
No, well, what it means, he'll play in the Ryder Cup.
Congrats.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He'll play in the Ryder Cup. Yeah.
Let's move to soccer. And Lionel Messi's dramatic debut for Inter Miami on Friday night. I almost said Inter Milan again. Messi entered the game in the 54th minute, and with the game tied in stoppage time, buried a bending free kick into the upper left-hand corner of the goal to win it. Tony,
yeah.
How would you describe Messi's debut for Inter Miami?
There's only one word to describe it, and the word is spectacular, unless you want to modify it by saying very spectacular. Like I sat on this show on Friday, we were playing What's the Word? And I said that fans should have tempered feelings.
I said control.
About his debut. You know, look, let's talk about what this means. Lionel Messi, if you owned Inter Miami, if you worked for Inter Miami, if you were on Inter Miami, if you coached Inter Miami, this is what you were praying for and you never thought it would happen. Messi was bigger than the moment, bigger than the game. He's bigger than the league. Whatever you're paying him, he just showed you what he's worth. I mean, this was, somebody sent me the Zlatan goal in his first game for the LA Galaxy. It's a lovely goal. But the Zlatan is not Messi. He's not.
No.
This is all you could ever have hoped for, right?
And that's why my word, if we were playing What's the Word, is dramatic. It was so dramatic, Tony. And I actually, you know, kudos to my, shout out to my son for making me watch it. I wouldn't have watched it on my own. But to watch it happen, it was dramatic. That's why you watch sports. That's why sports pulls so many people in when other things that may be more important in the world cannot. Because you don't get this kind of drama. And you've got LeBron there, and he has his extended hug with LeBron. And you've got Serena Williams there. You got people, you know, tweeting about the GOATs. I mean, Jordan and Ali weren't there. Those are my GOATs. But you've got this incredible thing where they come to see Messi. And he delivers in the way that you, like you said, it's scripted, is the only way that this happens.
Yeah.
And he does it in live time. And even, like, I didn't know, because I don't watch Inter Miami, I didn't know they had pink uniforms. You know, and they have a really small stadium, 19,000. And with 19,000 people, maybe he could even sell it out in Miami, where they don't pay attention to much of anything, even the heat, every night.
Yeah.
But maybe he can sell out that place every night and you can reproduce the drama. Don't they play again tonight, I think?
He will sell it out every night. Look, this is, if I'm not mistaken, MLS games are broadcast on Apple television,
which is a
paid service. How many thousands or hundreds of thousands or even millions of people around the world saw that and signed up for Apple within 24 hours? He moves the needle, Mike.
Yes.
I don't know that there's an American sports star that moves the needle quite like that. That was amazing.
Well, you know what,
we
Tony?
Moved to baseball.
They play tomorrow. What? Why don't you watch? I'll get an Apple TV guy over to your crib tonight.
Yeah. Tell him to come over and give me that for free.
Yeah.
Good. A box of that.
$50.
We moved to baseball. The Baltimore Orioles just took 3 out of 4 from Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay. The O's now have the best record in the American League. They're 23 games over 500, and they've won 12 of their last 15. Wilbon, do you now see the O's as the team to beat in the American League?
No, not because I'm not dumb. And we talked about playing dumb or dumber. That would be dumber.
The game is who's more stupid. That's the game you wanted.
Come on. Did people learn nothing from Tampa? They learned nothing? Stop making declarations. It's July. Watch the games. Enjoy the games, revel in the O's, if that's your deal. And a lot of people who live around you and me, you know, when they didn't have baseball in Washington, they went up to Baltimore and they adopted
the O's
when the O's were great and then the O's fell on hard times and now they're back. We don't know if they're great again, but they're entertaining and it's worth watching. But no, the whole thing runs through Houston. That's where it runs, particularly the American League. It runs through the Houston Astros, Tony. So, no, they're not the favorites now. They're not going to be favorites unless they go into October ahead. And even if they have home field advantage against the Astros, I'm not making them the favorites over the Astros.
So here's where we disagree, and we disagree legitimately. To me, the team that is on top of the American League East is the favorite to win. The American League East is a killer division. To me, it's the best division in all of sports. So I do make the Orioles the favorite right now. And I understand that until the end of last year, they never even had a winning record in 100 years. The four previous seasons that went to 162 games, they lost at least 108 games. But baseball is 162. It's not 17. It's not 82. I know that you're fond of saying that in the NBA, you have to lose before you can win. Yes. I'm not sure that's true in baseball.
It's not.
I think if you get to 120 or 140 and you're the best, you can be the best. Yeah. And you don't have to suffer those hard times. Now, they have a run differential that isn't very good. It's like 48. Texas is plus 151, and Tampa Bay is plus 144, and Houston is plus 55. Your Cubs are plus 41, and they're three games under 500.
Third in the National League, I think.
Yeah, so I don't know that that is a determinant. The O's have great young players, and I do make them the favorite now. I do.
Tony, let me ask you something real quickly before we move on. What division are the Houston Astros in? Are they in the NL East? Are they in the AL East? Oh, wait.
AL West.
They've won more than once, and they're not in the AL East. They're not along I-95. They do all right.
I'm saying this year, Mike. Oh, okay. I'm saying this year, right. They're the greatest division ever. Okay. Let's take a break. Coming up, should the Angels go from trade deadline sellers to buyers?
And was a Brewers rookie better at the plate or in the field in his Major League debut? Strohs.
By the way, I watched all of the British Open. I thought Harmon won it on number 12 on Friday when he chipped in. He was looking at double bogey. And I thought he was great.
That was too early. That was too
early. Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Corona, part of Happy Hour.
Time to find out what's popping with the plebes. The mailbox still looks good, Wilbon. The mailbox doesn't age.
You and I age. Good.
The mailbox does not age. After a 6-3 homestand and another homer from Shohei, should the Angels actually become trade deadline buyers?
Yes, yes, yes. Why not? They're close enough to want to make a run. You want to impress Shohei that you should keep him, that he should stay, then surround him with some more talent. That's how you do that. And, of course, they should be buyers, not sellers, Tony. The Angels, at least they ought to have enough when Mike Trout comes back. I realize that may take as much as another month. I don't know what your boy, the former great National, when he may actually play again and be out there.
He doesn't play.
But, Tony, yes, they should be buyers. They ought to be looking to stalk some people and run down some people and at least get in as a wild card in those AL playoffs. Anthony Rendon.
Love to disagree with you. Wouldn't disagree with you. One word of that. This is an obvious thing to do. The only way they can keep Shohei Ohtani is to make the playoffs. Everyone up to, but not including Mike Trout, should be offered to any team out there for somebody you want. You got to buy. You got to spend money to make money in this particular case. If they trade Ohtani, they look like fools.
Shame
They're all
them.
The way down to the wire now. Spend what you have to spend to put a team out there. I think they're four back of Toronto, and they are at three games
to Toronto,
this week.
Yeah,
they got three games. I mean, you become a buyer. Honestly, anybody who thinks anything different is
they don't know what they're doing. Comparisons with Babe Ruth keep coming. Well, what happened when the Red Sox sold Babe Ruth? We've talked about for 120 years about selling Babe Ruth.
Wasn't good.
Huh?
Wasn't good. Wasn't a great move, as we like to say. Did Brewers outfielder Sal Frelick have a better game at the plate or in the field in his major league debut?
Well, Frelick, 23 years old in his major league debut. I guess it's okay. That may be a little old. Major League Baseball has that. But, Tony, he went 3-for-3. I love this particular hit where he hits them where they ain't. This is what baseball is supposed to be about. That first hit, little pool cue shot off the end of the bat to the opposite side of the field, beats the shift, and these catches against the wall. There's one, and he makes another one, and he saves extra base hits twice there, maybe a home run on one of them. I'm going to say the field. I just think if he's that kind of slap hitter, that will impress people for a long time. You make contact and you hit them where they ain't. You can stick around the major leagues for a while.
It's an unbelievably great debut.
Yes, it is.
It's just fabulous. He gets three hits. They're ground singles, but so what? I mean, they're all hits. He has the sacrifice fly that brings in what turns out to be the winning run. And he makes the two great plays in the field, denying, I think, at least one run. I think the second one is going
out.
Home
run, yeah.
So if I have to pick, I'd probably say defense. What I loved about the whole thing, you know, he's a first-round pick out of Boston College, so the Red Sox probably are smashing their heads against the wall that they don't have him. His father was there. His brother was there. His sister was there. Friends of the family were there. And after the game, what the kid says is, my mom was home with the dog. She'll be here tomorrow. How great is that? His mom was home with the dog.
That's pretty good.
Instead of going to the kid's major league debut.
I can admire him today, tomorrow, or starting tonight. I'm rooting against him. The Brewers,
I understand.
I hate the Brewers.
I understand that's
your
division.
Brewers and the Reds, I need a split of that series.
Enough email. Let's take one last break. Still to come, some good news for Jimmy G.
And are the Reds, speaking of, suddenly back to being who some people hope they'd be? Not me.
If you're the Angels, you put everybody but Trout out there and say, who do you want, and give us something we want.
Yeah.
That's what you
sure.
do.
Be aggressive.
Try to win.
Get it done.
Yeah. No point in tanking. It's not the way it works.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 65th birthday, Joe Barry Carroll. Carroll was the overall number one pick of the 1980 NBA draft by the Golden State Warriors. He was a 7-foot center out of Purdue. He was a fine NBA player, averaging 17.7 and 7.7 rebounds over the course of 10 years. But it was how the Warriors got Carroll that tells the tale. The Celtics had the number one pick. They traded it to Golden State for Robert Parrish and the number three overall pick, who turned out to be Kevin McHale.
Uh-oh.
Those Celtics got 2/3 of the greatest front court in NBA history for Carroll. A few years ago, the Celtics traded the number one pick to the 76ers, who took Markel Fultz, leaving the Celtics to draft Jason Tatum at number three. History repeats?
It may be the most ill-advised trade in NBA history. Tony, I got to watch Joe Barry Carroll in college because I was an intern in Lafayette, Indiana, and I would go over to Purdue to watch the games. People hated him. They turned his initials, JBC, into Joe Barely Cares. He wasn't terrible. He wasn't a bust. But Parrish and McHale? Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and they get there and they say hello to Larry Bird.
Yeah.
How does that work out? Happy anniversary, George Brett. On this day 40 years ago, the eventual first ballot Hall of Famer had his two-run ninth-inning go-ahead home run off Goose Gossage invalidated by home plate umpire Tim McClellan. Yankee manager Billy Martin had successfully challenged that the pine tar on Brett's bat covered more than the allowed 18 inches. Brett charged out of the dugout like a maniac to argue,
but
his protestations were to no avail. The umps ruled Brett out, ending the game as a 4-3 Yankee win. The Royals then protested the game, and AL President Lee McPhail restored the home run, and KC held on for their 5-4 win when the final inning was played a month later.
This is one of my favorite baseball episodes of all time. The whole 140-plus years of baseball history. No one has ever charged out of a dugout harder than George Brett.
No.
I mean, you loved George Brett and you hated Billy Martin. Yeah. That worked out okay for you, didn't it?
It did, down the line, a month later. Happy trails to the last of Michael Phelps' swimming records. 22-year-old Frenchman Léon Marchand broke Phelps' record in the 400-meter individual medley yesterday at the World Championships in Japan. That record was set in the 2008 Olympics in Beijing and was Phelps' last remaining record. Marchand, hope I did that right, Daniel Light, swims at Arizona State and may be a hometown superstar at the 2024 Olympics in Paris. Katie Ledecky plans to compete in Paris as well. As Phelps is the greatest male swimmer ever, Ledecky is the greatest female swimmer ever.
Amen.
Yesterday, she finished second in the 400-meter freestyle to Australia's Ariane Titmus, who set a world record in that event.
Listen, catching Phelps and catching Ledecky, that's historic stuff. That's all-time greatness. But wake me when someone breaks Usain Bolt's records. Wake me when that happens. I don't think it's going to happen in our lifetimes. I don't.
I don't know. I mean, the other thing about that is, Mike, he eased off.
He coasted.
He eased off the gas the last 10 meters every race.
He did, but it's still out there, Tone. It's still
I know,
out
but
there.
That may be within reach within the next 10 years or so, I would think.
Wow.
We're running out of show. We go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The U.S. women won their first World Cup match Friday night over Vietnam 3-0. Were you impressed?
Not really. It was 2-0 for like 80 minutes. And look, they got to play a lot better in their next game, Wednesday, 9 p.m. against the Netherlands. That's a real game. Netherlands a threat to win the whole thing. Jimmy Garoppolo passed his physical. Is that a big deal?
Yeah, he gets a real contract from the Raiders, and now we start the clock as to when he gets hurt and can't play
again,
which happens every year. Aaron Judge faced live pitching in a simulated game yesterday. Your thoughts?
He didn't put a ball in play, so I have no thoughts. 16 pitches, fouled off 4. The Titans are going to wear old Oilers throwbacks twice this fall. You like that?
Yeah, that's their heritage. Be proud of your past. They started as the Houston Oilers.
Yeah.
Sure, wear them. Last one, the Reds have won 5 straight, start a 3-gamer in Milwaukee tonight. Your head must be exploding. You hate both teams. Is it significant?
I need both teams to lose so the Cubs can catch one of them and start to work their way up in the wild card race. I guess I need the Reds to win 2 out of 3. How about that? But it is a significant series, Tom, not in the East.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Chris Lindsay, 5 birdies yesterday. Shout out.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Tony, I hit balls yesterday for the first time in 6 months.
Good
I don't know what that
you.
Means either.
Good for you.
And now,
Marshawn.
Here's SportsCenter.
Marshawn.
PTI.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.